We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 Cultivate. We are Cultivate.
The Oracle Network.
Hello and welcome to a special minisode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And with me today for the third time is John from the Dumbfound Dead podcast and Reddit on Wiki. And before we begin, I'd like to give him the opportunity to tell us a little more about himself and his podcast before we start the game.
This is indeed my third time being here, and I do not believe third time is the charm. I will get every single thing wrong once again, but thank you again for having me. For those who haven't heard of me, I don't know how many times you'd probably hear me here. Again, but I'm John. I am one half of the Dumbfound Dead, where each month my good brother Patrick and I, we discuss some of the craziest and strangest way people die. Think of Darwin Awards, and there's a lot of puns, lots of laughter in that episodes. I'm also one third of Reddit on Wiki, where each week my other co-hosts, Sean and Josh, we take turns and discuss some of the not really strange things, but interesting topics that we find on Reddit and Wikipedia, and we just clown on each other all day long.
That's a good time.
It is a good time. And it's always a good time being here too as well.
I was going to say, people might remember hearing John from an episode last year about, was it Bridget Cleary that I had
yes,
you on for?
Was.
That was a sad case. Sorry that I brought you on for a sad one.
It was, it's burned in my head, and that's no pun intended on what happened to the lady.
Yeah. That was a dark one.
It was.
All right. Well, as you probably surmise, I have some questions for you. So how long have you and Patrick, as you mentioned, your co-host from the Dumbfound Dead, known each other?
We have known each other for, I want to say 17 years.
Damn.
Yeah, so more than half of my life, we've known each other.
That's cool. So people may or may not know you from your first podcast, which was Murmur Murders. Yeah, I went old school. So what got you interested in true crime?
I've always enjoyed, that's sad to say, like I've always enjoyed true crime. I was a big fan of, I'm a basic bitch. I really liked My Favorite Murder back then. Mm-hmm. I listened to a lot of Serial as well. Mm-hmm. So it's as sad as it was to say I wanted to bring humor in that field, because it's not really some topic that you should be injecting humor in. But, you know, I really wanted to get into podcasting in that way. I was really interested in researching cases, and then all of a sudden it got really, really dark, really, really quick. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of hard to bring personality in that type of show, especially a solo show. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that's kind of what made me spin off to Dumbfound Dead, because it's like, okay, there's got to be a funnier way of doing this instead of injecting humor into like victims of usually murder cases, which is very sad and unfortunate.
Yeah, for sure. So for those that don't know you, you're an avid traveler.
Yes.
What's one place you'd love to go to someday?
Oh, someday. I really want to go to Machu Picchu someday. Mm. It's really, that's one of my dream places that I've always wanted to go to. And another one is New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't wear my wedding band, but my wedding band is from Lord of the Rings. And I do want to see the set where it was shot. So that's one thing that I do want to see someday.
Cool. And I gave you a bonus question, which is kind of random. But going along with the theme of your shows, if you had to die in an like absolutely crazy way, how would you want to go?
Oh, man, this is so easy. I think there was this king. I forgot where he was from. but they had a big giant feast and this guy ended up dying from overeating. And his, I don't know if his stomach just straight up exploded from too many desserts, but he ended up dying because he was so overly full. Linz knows me all the time. I always talk about food. I always talk about boba. So if there was one way that I would love to go is eating and overstuffing myself with boba or something.
During the autopsy, they're like, he's just full of nothing but boba.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, oh my gosh, so much rice in my body that, you know, it's bound to be on my autopsy when it's my turn to die.
They're like, the suspect or the subject is full of rice and tapioca pearls.
Yeah, I mean, suspect could be possible too. No?
You robbed the boba store and took all the boba and that's how you died.
You know, John Wick kills people when they mess with his dogs. If you mess with my bag of rice, I will hunt your ass down. You know how I like to slap them bad boys. Them 50-pound bags, ooh, that's an automatic. Give them a quick little slap. You mess with my rice, I will kill you.
Oh, man. That'd be like the worst way to go. Didn't see it coming.
Those things hurt, especially there's like those giant sacks. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I've dropped one of those.
I've seen them. They're like those big sacks of like water softener salts. Like yes. You could do damage to somebody with those.
Fun fact, in the pandemic when there was no weight sets anywhere, everything was sold out and I couldn't go to the gym. I didn't have any weights on me. I legit was squatting sacks of rice. You got to make do what you got at home. All right. So yep. I just used that. I'm like, you know, I got 2 50-pound bags over here, one shoulder each. Let's get it.
You do what you got to do, man.
Exactly. And then I ate it all and it started to go down in weight. So it is what it is.
And then you just started pressing your dog. Just kidding.
Actually, I did. Squatting my little corgi. Just like, I need weight. I need weight. But she hated it.
She was like, I'm not amused by this.
Do you enjoy dark comedy, puns, and laughter? If so, come join two good brothers, John and Patrick, as we discuss some of the craziest ways people die. That's so bizarre, strange, and borderline comical, that'll leave you dumbfounded. You can follow this podcast on all major platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. And make sure to follow us on social media on Instagram at The Dumbfounded Pod and on Twitter at TDFDPod. And remember, think ahead, don't be dumbfounded.
All right. You ready for try number 3? See if you can get any.
It's not going to happen, Linz. I'm forever going to be wrong.
But it'll be so fun along the way.
Oh, gosh. Please don't cancel me for the eventual things that I'm going to say.
This is a safe space. Judgment-free zone. So your first term, and I swear I didn't pick this on purpose. I like did a roulette type thing. Your first term is not up to dick.
Not up to dick. Not up to dick. Question. Is this a sexual term?
No.
Okay. All right. So that I'm crossing that out. Not up to dick.
But if you think about it, it could be.
If I were to think, and this is not my strongest suit either.
Same. Hard same.
Is it someone that, you know how it was big back then where it was like societal class mattered who you dated?
Mm-hmm.
If it's someone that's like a Jasmine and Aladdin situation where Aladdin was too poor to kind of date Jasmine type of situation.
I feel you. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Not up to dick means you're not well.
Ah.
So it could be kind of sick. It could be sexual. I'm not feeling good.
You know, your dick. It won't go up. Oh, so my just gosh. Can't. Okay, I can kind of not up to dick. So that's me every day.
I'm just perpetually not up to dick.
I'm going to go to my wife and be like, baby, I'm not up to dick today. I'm up to dick. No, not up to dick any day.
She'll be like, what is happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to call a doctor?
Well, that's 0 for 1 so far.
All right.
Well, technically 0 for how many words have we done?
We 0 for 7.
0 for 7, yeah. Jeebus.
Or no, 0 for 5, because this will be your 6th one.
Oh my God. It's still going to be wrong, so.
Your second term is mutton shunter.
Mutton shunter.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is mutton like a cut of meat?
Yep, mutton's lamb.
You said mutton shunter?
Shunter, like shunter.
Shunter. Mutton shunter. Hmm. I'm also thinking mutton chops for some reason.
Yep.
Is it someone who refuses to like clean themselves?
I like that definition. It's an 1883 term for a policeman.
Huh?
I need to know where this came from.
Mutton shunter. I mean, nowadays you hear cops that either it's like a popo, oh, it's a 5-0. That's too much to say. Hey, yo, the mutton shunter's coming. Hide the weed.
Okay. All right. So mutton was sometimes a slang term for sex workers, and policemen would shunt or shove them out of the area. And so it became an insult to call them mutton shunters.
That's not nice, describing those workers as a piece of meat.
I know.
That is so Victorian.
I'd love to be a phrase now. That's so Victorian.
That is so Victorian.
People be like,
it's
what?
Like misogynistic. Well, I mean, it's not like there's still a lot of misogynistic guys nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
But yeah, that's super rude.
It is.
We're not
dude,
mutton.
Bros. 0 for 7 or 0 for 6.
0 for Jeez. 6. But you gave it a good try.
You know what? I'm trying to go diplomatic this time around. I'm not trying to go for my usual route. So.
And I liked your logic for both of them. That's the hardest part about this is like usually the answers that are given make sense and make more sense compared to what they actually mean.
Right. I'm still mad about all the other words that we've discussed. And I'm like, dude, there's not. How? How, Sway? But Jules got one right. I'm so freaking
she
pissed
did.
About that.
I know.
Did Sean get one right last time?
No.
Oh, I figured.
I was so bummed that he didn't get the dice one because I was like, oh, he'll get it. Maybe he'll get it.
Because
I figured it was a term that might have come up playing Dungeons and Dragons because it was devil's teeth, which was dice. And so I was like, oh, maybe he'll get it. He didn't get it.
It do be like that sometimes. Did you do that on purpose for him?
Yeah, I picked dice on purpose for him. So, and he was like, I could tell by the look on your face that I let you down.
Oh, good egg, Sean.
Oh,
Shawnee boy.
Such a good egg. Well, I'd like to thank John for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Yes, you can. Well, I got a few social media. So if you want
to plug them away.
See if I can remember all of them. So if you want to listen to the Dumbfounded, again, we're on once a month. We're moving the days to every first Friday of the month. I haven't told my co-host, but you don't get a choice. You can find us on Twitter. We're only on Twitter at TDFDpod. And if you want to listen to Reddit on Wiki, we do release every Monday weekly. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Reddit on Wiki. You can also find us on TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod. And if you want a good website to access all those information without remembering every single thing, you can check us out on Reddit on wiki.com.
Sounds good. Thank you again, as always. It's awesome to see you. And on that note, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.